Today is April 9th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Murder in second degree is charged against Ben Pirie. A charge of second-degree murder will be filed tomorrow against Ben Pirie, Italian grocery clerk who shot and killed Harry B. Duncan, manager of the Aberdeen branch of the Singer Sewing Machine Company, in the Tripoli grocery store last Thursday, prosecutor A.E. Graham announced today. The shooting of Duncan was the culmination of a quarrel with Pirie in the grocery store over a woman, according to the prosecutor. Graham made his decision to file the murder charge after a detailed report of the shooting was received at the prosecutor's office today from Police Chief George Dean. In other news, baby escapes in motor accident. Mrs. Henry Fournier, Pacific Avenue, is in Aberdeen General Hospital with a broken leg and several severe injuries following an automobile accident late this afternoon at 1st and Jefferson Streets. Her husband reported to Desk Sergeant William Atwell at police headquarters that a truck in which his wife and baby were riding collided with a machine driven by Nett Noman. Both machines were badly damaged. Mr. Fournier was rushed to the hospital by the Aberdeen Ambulance Company. Dr. W.M. Brockville, who was attending her, said she would recover. The baby was only scratched. Fournier and Noman escaped injury. In other news, flower thieves are busy again. Although a patrol of residence districts by police for a time resulted in cessation of flower thefts, the practice has again been resumed, according to police reports, and efforts will be redoubled to catch one of the thieves and made an example, according to Chief of Police T.A. Carnine. Conviction in police court will render a person liable to a $100 fine or a 30-day jail sentence or both, in the discretion of the police judge. Chief Carnine expressed his determination to use the influenced to see that they get what's coming to them if anyone is caught. And finally, Joe Krejci will meet Cupie Riley. The headline attraction on the April 15th smoker to be given by the local American Legion Post has been changed to bring together Joe Krejci of Hoquiam and Cupie Riley of Aberdeen. They will meet over the four-round route as the top attraction on a card of seven bouts. The smoker is to be given for the benefit of a disabled Legion member, and both days popular in Grace Harbor Rings are donating their services. Other bouts on the card include four-round matches between Lon Perry of Aberdeen and Brick Coyle of Vancouver, lightweights, Jack Nolan of Montesano and Fred Mullen of Aberdeen, middleweights, Fred Cook of Montesano and Sparkplug Joe Boys of Aberdeen, light heavyweights. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 9th, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of three new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first three decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.